this time 80 years ago, the Allies were starting the largest amphibious invasion in the history of war, the start of Allied operations, which would ultimately liberate Western Europe from the Nazis. The first landing crafts were reaching Omaha, Utah and Juneau beaches along the French Normandy coast. 20-year-old Anthony Gordon Seymour Hart of the Royal Engineers was one of the first to land. Throughout this programme, we'll be hearing memories of those who were there that day. This is Anthony's testimony, read for us by Rory Kinnear.
Dawn on D-Day was cloudy and a bit wet. H hour was 6 a.m. and we were due in at 6:30 a.m. Problems started early. Our landing craft tank hit an underwater defence obstruction, which jammed the front loading ramps, and as Royal Engineers, we had to cut the cables to allow it down. Although we were very wet, we'd dried out by 6:30 p.m, but our rum ration had been largely consumed by a couple of stranded sailors.
Those memories gathered for what's called their finest hour project, and we'll hear more of them throughout the programme. It collects and digitises memory of World War II for future generations, and it's run by the University of Oxford.